Joy 99 to encourage your life with Matt Maher. It's called Alive and Breathing. Good morning. We are Tommy and Brooke, Alive and Breathing. We anticipate you are too.
Yes, you're alive. I'm breathing.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Both.
It's going to be kind of a cloudy day today. A lot cooler than it has been the last few days, and less humid is coming this afternoon.
Good friends of ours. another good friend of ours joins us like he does every Tuesday morning. We are connected through technology. Dan Seaborn, our friend from Winning at Home, joins us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Nice to be with you again.
It's a pleasure.
How are things?
Yeah, things are good. I'm tired. I preached live Sunday at a church, like with a real audience.
In person.
In person.
Wow. People.
And I said to them, how many of you vote we never Zoom again. There were lots of hands going up.
How reckless of you.
Yeah, I'm thankful for Zoom, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just nice to be able to see some people live and be around people live. I spoke in Ohio last week, and Ohio doesn't have near the regulations we do. It was way more open. Now, I mean, I went into a mall in Ohio, and it was like nobody was even paying attention to anything. So that was just...
Were they wearing masks?
No. It was weird. I mean, obviously, a few people were, but most people weren't, and they were just acting and talking like normal. I was like, wow, this is what it used to be like. It was weird.
They're Buckeyes.
Not a bad thing.
So nothing is normal down there.
Oh, well, we'll leave that alone.
I lived there. I can say that.
You can. Well, I came in to talk a little bit about this season we're in. Even this morning, a little misty outside, at least in the area where I am. It's the perfect growing season for weeds. It's perfect for weeds. In fact, my wife was out weeding the other day around the house. I'm like, what are you doing? I got more weeds come up. They just grow.
Yeah.
It's a gift. So we are good at growing weeds. What I think we're not very good at, and I'm going to transition to our personal life, our family, our marriages, etc. We love to deal with the symptom of the weed. So for example, at my house, what I see in the weed is not the real cause of the weed. What I see is the result of it. It's the green that's sticking up. The root is the problem.
Mm.
And in our lives, sometimes in our marriage, sometimes in our family life, with our kids, etc., we deal with the symptoms. Hey, stop having a bad attitude. Hey, you got a lot of edge on you today. And we don't go deeper and say, what's bothering you? What's causing you to feel the way you're feeling? You got a kid that's just losing it. Take a moment and say to him, you're not doing very well today, are you? Instead of going, can you stop screaming? All you do, kid, is scream.
Mm-hmm.
So you're dealing with a symptom, and you're not dealing with the true issue. And I find that most of us, me included, quite often, we spend a lot of time clipping the little green that shows on top when it comes to weeds. And we don't just take time to really grab it by the root. The other day, my daughter, she was asking, could she have a little garden in her backyard? So I went over to help her a little bit. And I was digging in the dirt, and I hit one of those, you know, those roots that come from a tree that just keeps going and going. And I'm grabbing that thing, and I'm pulling it up, and I'm jerking it. And I'm like, how far is this thing going? You know, and I keep jerking, and dirt's flying up in my face. I'm getting frustrated. I'm going, this is it. It takes this kind of work to sometimes get at issues we're dealing with in our marriage and our family life. And that's hard. Who wants to pull the mucky stuff up?
Mm.
We don't just leave it under there, clip off the little green stuff. We'll clip it again next year.
Yeah.
But it's never going to go away if we don't deal with the root problem. So I just challenge you today. That's why Winning at Home is here. I deal with my root problems like that. I go to a counselor. I talk to people. And obviously, the Lord God Almighty knows all my roots. And so seeking Him, asking Him to guide me. But it'd be kind of cool to finish life with a lot less of those big, thick roots in my life.
But you got to get your hands dirty.
Got to get your hands dirty.
You know, that's a great point, because my wife is very much a green thumb, and I'm like you. I'll just pull the thing. She's like, you've got to pull to the bottom. That's the only way to get rid of the weed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just cut the top off. She's like, it's going to grow back.
But that's all that anybody sees is the top part.
Then that's what most of us care about.
Exactly.
We spend a lot of our time focused on what's seen and not what is unseen.
Mm-hmm.
So deal with that today. It might be helpful for you.
Dan, we appreciate that. Winning at Home, fantastic resources. Are you guys? You guys are seeing patients at Winning at Home for counseling?
Yeah, we're open again, and when you come in, you just have to go through a series of questions, and then also we're asking that people not bring their children right now in terms of sitting in the lobby. We just don't have kids sitting around in our lobby, but children are being seen, teens being seen, adults being seen. We actually have seen quite an uptick, so we know things are getting back to normal.
Mm.
And like I say, if you've been through a season in your marriage where this has been a difficult time, give us a call with your kids. If you were dealing with a rebellious child, I'm guessing COVID's been kind of tough, because it's like, well, we're all home. So make sure you call us. We'll try to help you. That's why we're here.
All right, winningathome.com. This is Joy 99.